The United States should mandate vaccines and vaccine passports. That's the argument historian Julian Zelizer makes in a recent column for CNN. He says that the Delta variant is a strong reminder that while it may seem like the pandemic is fading in some parts of the country, it hasn't ended and is really affecting unvaccinated populations. Getting them vaccinated, he argues, is key to a future where the coronavirus is not a threat. Julian Zelizer is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. He joins us now. Greetings.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Julian, sketch it out for us. You say vaccines should be mandated. Make that argument.
Yeah, look, this is a healthcare crisis unlike any we have lived through. Recently, the physical, economic, and psychological cost is enormous, and the vaccines are proving very effective. So first, we can have schools, healthcare institutions, businesses require their employees to have a vaccine. There's precedent for this. Public schools have been doing this since the 19th century. And we can have some sort, secondly, of vaccine passport, which is a proof of vaccination for consumers, whether they're going to eat in a restaurant or go to a concert. And we need to do more of this because relying on individual choice is not getting us to the rates that we need to finally curb this disease.
Aren't we maybe past the point where we might have been able to take this step, given all the political controversy and political divisions over vaccines and the pandemic in general? It's hard to see a way to walk that back.
Well, that's a very fair point. I don't have an answer to that. And what has been remarkable is the way in which anti-vaccination rhetoric has been deployed by Republican officials and a lot of the conservative media. And that makes it very hard. I think the only antidote to that, so to speak, is the lived experience of individuals who are experiencing some kind of normal compared to areas where there is not much vaccination, and we see exactly what's happening there. So that's the only way to counteract what's coming from the political sphere.
Do you acknowledge there are some legitimate reasons for certain individuals to not get vaccinated, maybe health reasons or religion, and how would you deal with those?
Of course, and we've dealt with this before. I mean, again, mandating certain kind of vaccines is not new in the United States, and there's always room for exemptions, whether it's for medical reasons or for religious reasons. You don't need 100% vaccination. You're just trying to get a lot closer to that so that you contain the disease than where we are right now.
You say both political parties made a mistake in the way they framed the pandemic. How so?
Yeah, it's all about individual choice. I do think many Republicans are talking about a defense of liberty and defense from government. But many Democrats and liberals are also focused on individual choice and creating incentives for people to make the right decision. But sometimes the common good matters as much, if not more, than individual choice. And that's where discussions of mandates become much more important and logical when we think of the collective rather than the individual.
It is that debate, individual choice versus the common good. Compare this to times in the past when Americans have been asked to put the common good over their own individual needs.
We've done it many times during World War II in the fight against fascism. People were asked to serve in the army. They were asked to pay taxes to fight for the military. We have a Social Security program which requires individuals to pay to support our elderly Americans. And again, we have vaccines in schools to combat things like measles that are asking individuals to participate in something bigger. So this is part of the American experience.
Just quickly going forward, you expect this to be a political kind of hot button issue going forward in the midterms and presidential elections?
Absolutely. I think since this is the path to solving the problem we have faced for over a year, and it's also a very politicized issue now, I think politicians are going to be talking a lot about this in the coming months.
All right. Julian Zelizer is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.